everything. Hash the hair, also in Yom, not quite in Yom, but we're getting close. Begin Parash Ar talks about Shemitah. Pasuk says, Vayisa Shabbas Arif Lachad Lachla, Lachol Lab Dachad Al Nosecha, Lachol So Shalachad Grim Yimak, Lachol Lachad Lachad Yashar Bar Tzech, Lachol 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 Lachol. Talks about what do you do Parash Shemitah. The Shabbas Aretz, the payers that come from the Shabbos Aretz, the Ramban talks about what the tag to the words, you know, maybe we'll touch on that, should be lachem to you la'achla, for you to eat, and then it describes who gets to eat it. L'cha, l'avdecha, l'amasecha, s'pircha, t'oshavcha, v'arimach, l'hemta, l'chai, asher baratah. Repeat, t'yechol, t'wasa, l'echol. The word lachem seems to be usar. What would we have missed it if the pasuk had said, that would have been very clear. What's lachem? So, interesting. Rechaim HaKadosh, Rechaim thinks that the pshat, suggests the pshat is that you would have thought, we just got through saying that there's Kedusha in Perishvias. Well, my position in Perishvias. The Mar talks about Kedusha Shvias. And In Pasuk Yudbeis says Ki Yovel Hi Kodesh Tiyalachem Nesat Tochulos Tuvu Asa. Rashi calls him Taras Kohen and confesses the Me'akekesh. The first Kodesh Yalachem, who's the Perush? Perush has some of the Kedusha. So I thought that if it's Kedusha, there's a hierarchy who gets to eat it. That it's limited in eating, the same way Hektish has limitations who can eat it. Truma, the English Kedusha has limitations who can eat it. So you might have thought that only Kohanim can eat it. That's why he gives you all the list of Ubinim. So why does it say Lachem? So he says, well, maybe because you would have, maybe you would have called a Koydim Koydim. The Lachachilah, you're supposed to do Lachah. And if you have extras, then you give Abnah. Because after all, there's Kedusha, so there's a hierarchy. So Kamash, no, Lachem, and you can give it evenly. There's no Milah who is easy, whether the person is Abnah, it doesn't matter. That's his suggestion. Because now you have drushes from this. Taras Kohanim says, Lachem v'lo la'achirim. What does Lachem v'lo la'achirim mean? So, when I'm talking this year, right? Shachalchayat Taras Taras la'achirim, Rashi la'achirim is Gaia. Same thing over here. The lachem v'lachem means lachem v'loy le'nachum. That goyim are nismayit somehow. There's a mid or nachum for the pasuk. Shasla lachem v'lachem v'loy. I mean, that's similar. It's not the only place you have such a drasha. It comes from lachet yantif. The Gemara dashes in beitza lachem v'loy nachrim. Also, is lachem that we know Chazal in various places have such a drasha. Lachem means the Jews as opposed to goy. So what does that mean? What does it mean as opposed to goy? So there's a Tesefta, which says, the Rambam seems to quote it, in Hilchos Shemitah Yovel, Perek Alech V'Gimel. That there's an Isser. Ein Machilim Osam L'Goy. Tesefta Perek Alech Shemitah, Oshvies. Sounds like the thing is Isra to feed Parashvias the guy. Okay? Isra feed the guy. The problem is you have to keep reading Torah Sana. Because on the very later it goes on the very same pasuk. What does the pasuk, how the pasuk include? The pasuk says, we just read. It already said Eved V'Ama. So who is Sachar and Tosha? So it says in Taras Kohanim. Avad Mishrachos Amurim. And again, Lamina. Sorry, not the one Taras Kohanim. Davar Acher. V'achlu Avilnei Amecha. Avroil Adam L'Adam. Avroil Hamehema. וסחירך מן הנחרי, או תושבך מן הנחרי, הגר מיוחד בסחסניה. So סחר דושים עם גאים, doesn't mean ever canaanim, doesn't mean Jewish workers, it means גאים. So, the steer, the Torah is calling him, same, the next, it's the next halacha, the Torah is calling him. One pasuk says, the same, on the same pasuk, Lachan tells you, L'mai Yagayim, and so you thought, see, Hadosh is a Merabas Yagayim. So it's interesting to note, the Rashi and Chumash only quotes the second, not the first. So we have to deal with this, with Rashi, of course, Torah is coming left and right, it'll come out every Rashi in these stories coming. And he quotes, the Sir Hadosh Afa Nachar, he doesn't quote anything on Lachem. Yeah, well, cover here. Could be he thinks it's Machlokas. And there's going to be patterns, and for every reason, he brings one, not the other. In fact, so we'll have to see how to deal, how to address this problem. There are a number of possible mahalchim that exist, which we're stuck. One possibility is to say, that that's not what Torah's calling, the first, not the first Rosh Torah's calling means. When we say Lachem Lo Nachrim, I was assuming, and that is what Tosefta says, pretty fairish, although maybe it's not for this pasuk, also maybe we'll talk about that. I would assume the drasha Lachem Lo Nachrim is telling you it's also the Machal Avayim, which we'll see Rishon Mishram say from Parshas Ibn Hirsh. But the Malbim has a different suggestion. The Malbim, because of this theory, the Malbim says it could say that in chat. There is a Rambam, a very controversial Rambam, in the Perek Dalav of Shemitah Yerba. You'll see in a minute why it's very controversial. Not why it's controversial, but the implications of it. The Rambam says, Goyish, Perek Dalav of Tet, Goyish kan a karka be'eretz Yisrael, uzra b'shviyas perusea mutar. So God's rasichon over a verba, Goyim ain't a mitzumah, she's ain't saying, makes our life. If a Goy buys karka in Eretz Yisrael, and plants in Shemitah, the peiros are mutter. He then talks about Svichim. So it could be just talking about the Yisr Svichim. But many understand what the Rambam is saying is that Karka shall nachri, peiros nachri, in Eretz Yisrael. Doesn't the pair of non kedusha shviyas? This has huge ramifications. As man is that, both if you rely on that mechir, you don't rely on that mechir. This is a big fight going back to the 1500s. This is a big fight between the Beis Yosef and the Mabit back and forth. Is that true? Many of Yerushalayim, at least the old men of Yerushalayim, I assume people still have the old Yerushalayim, but still have it. But I don't know how many Dahar Yerushalayim still are. What's the makel? What's all the pair of non kedusha shviyas? When I was there to sell for Shemitah, I guess a few machines are ready to go already. I guess it will be four Shemitah now. So that was the minute of the Shiva officially. The minute was the minute of Yerushalayim. That pay was nachrim, don't do Shias, and they would throw it out. No Kedusha Shias. The Makor is potentially this. Rambam is a big controversy of this Rambam. Where did the Rambam get this idea from? To suggest an album, this Taras Konin. That was what Taras Konin said. So Raskonim says, Lachem lo achla v'lo l'gayim. He says, you know what? Maybe it doesn't mean Lachem v'lo l'gayim, meaning it's a little bit out of context. It doesn't mean l'achkila is l'chem. It says Lachem lo l'gayim. That's all it says. Lachem lo l'gayim. What's Lachem lo l'gayim? So we put the comma in the wrong place. We thought Lachem lo achla v'lo l'gayim l'achla. No. Why is the Shabbos Aretz Lachem? Meaning the Shabbos Aretz, that is Lachem, has these dinim. The Shabbos Aretz, Shel Gayim, doesn't have these dinim. Wow. It says, that says the Malbim, maybe that's where Gami Shavarish, Shabbos Night, Akum's going to carry by itself, Zabashvi, Skumash Gazer Rambam. וזה נמצא מוקר, זה בי הרמב״ם, איזו שהפיר שלהם, זה בעל חפטר ופרח, ואחר זה מביט, זה מעריץ. And he says, you know what, the Rambam didn't want to read the Pasuk, the Rosh the other way, because of the Stira. Because of the Stira between, it says, Sach Matosh was Mokar, the Shogayim. So for state, so how can you say this is Asur? So it must be, that's not Asur, but that's not what the Pasuk is telling you. The Pasuk is something else. So it's a Geshmaka, Ha'ara, potential Pshad, just in Torah's Kom. The Rambam himself, I thought, Ha'ara, at first I thought that that's not good. That it's not sufficient Rambam, because Rambam does quote it in the Peiro Shvius Eim Otsim Osam. I'm sorry, that's Eim Machil Osam Lagoy. Well, so he does quote that Tosef. Well, the truth is, it occurred to me as follows: you still have to work on the Torah's Kohanim, but a little bit. The Rambam doesn't tell you the Makar in Parakei Elochi Gimel. He doesn't say. He's talking about, he's right after all the halachos of, in the beginning, Parakei Elchim of Yehovah talks about what you're supposed to do parashim. Parashim is nitnu l'achilo shtilo sifalot ne'osir, what they're meant for. And a lot of detail about how you're supposed to mishtamish parashim. And then he said, in that list, he talks about, you can't be motzi mechotz la'aretz, and a lot of things, and you can't feed your guy. Similar to, like, it sounds like the one, in one discussion, okay, motzi chutz la'aretz, you can't feed to a guy, you can't feed to a sachir, so we're going to sachir, we'll see. Can be b'shalim chol perishvias. He doesn't quote any psukim. He doesn't say that's the temple achol l'gai. He does, that has a different rasha from l'chem l'achol. Very interesting. So I'm in Parakei Elochi in Aleph. Says, and I guess basically you shall me. So like this, Klal God the Amor Parashias. Kol Shem Yuchel Amaychal Adam Nachitim with Einim Ba'anavim V'chiyotzem Ein Osem Menem Malog Ma'or Retiach Yotzek B'chilu Adam. The other thing is Maychal Adam, you can't use it for other purposes, and it's edible, like Chitim with Einim. You can't use it for medicinal purposes in any way. If it's not Yuchel Maychal Adam, meaning it's Maychal Behemah, then you can do it mulgmal adam lo behemah. You can use it for human medicine, but not behemah medicine. How do we know that's true? I mean, my claim also is gush shis. You can't just throw in the garbage. You can't even use it for my mulgmas behemah. You can use it for mulgmas adam. So how do we know, to make it rhyme, is mulgma legitimately used for shis? Not even legitimately used for shis. So says the Rambam, shenemar, v'hayisa shabasa aretz lachem la'achla. We have a drasha l'achav l'mudma. L'achav l'refua, that drasha l'achav on l'achem. L'achem, according to this drasha, means Michael Adam. L'achem is a way of saying Michael Adam. Paris of Shabbat Sa'aretz, l'achem, the one that's Michael Adam, that is l'achav specifically. But there's also a deletim g'shiyat Michael Adam. It's not even just limiting. It's not telling you who, this drasha b'chav, it's telling you who can eat it. It's telling you the detail in Kedusha Shvi'is, not a full limitation of Kedusha Shvi'is. That is different in Shtam Shvi'is and Kedusha Shvi'is, which things that are Michael Adam, and that's learned from Lachem. There's a hierarchy in Shtam Kedusha Shvi'is. So there he does quote Joshua. Here in this, he doesn't quote Joshua. So it makes you wonder that maybe it's an independent point, because the Malam is claiming he got something else from Lachem. So I know, so once already, I'm going to get two things from Lachem, I can get two things from Lachem. But if what's forcing the Ara that the Ram doesn't, is forcing him to get something else from Lachem is because he doesn't want to say Kipshuto, it's a Stira, maybe still get two things from Lachem, maybe one's from, in fact, they're used in that term, it tells you both Lachem, Lodai, and Lachem, Michael Adam, I don't know. You can try to figure out a way to get two drashas out of there. But it's mashu shik on the Rambam that it's not nismai from Lachem, meaning because, we'll see if this is necessarily true, that the Rambam may not think that there's an isser to machal goyim because the machal goyim is entirely like a separate isser. That's kusha shvi is also machal goyim. Part, the same way, you're not allowed to be machal adam, machal behem is kusha shvi. But now, the Rambam says earlier, you're not allowed to be machal adam two behemoths. The answer is, we said, there's a Dina Kedushin that's supposed to be used for its official or most worthy use. So my father must use my Bahima. Something that's the Sikha can be used for Sikha. Something that's right for my that's not right for Sikha can't be used for Sikha, even though Sikha is an official use. So maybe the Ram says is, I don't know how he knows this, maybe it's from Akhul of Amecha, maybe it's a Svara. The Ram thinks that Machal Yisrael is more chash than Machal Goyim. So you can't take Machal off. Something that's right, Machal is off. Here's Machal Goyim. If it was going to be to the Chayas, I don't know. Maybe he also can't. I'm not sure. But if it's Machal, but Tomach, presumably you're Machal Adam to the Goyim. So we can't bring Machal Adam that belongs, that's kind of, that's supposed to go to Yisrael, not to Goyim. Is, or Goyim, it's not, are going to smile Lagamre? If it was a Drush, a Lachem, Velo Achim, the Mashmos would be worse than Hamel. Right, that it's bechlal excluded from being a usage of peiros nach of kusha shvius, and it will be aser bechlal to feed the goyim any circumstances. We'll see. Surely, made Rambam held there are circumstances where it's mutter. So the Rambam says, no, it's not from lachem. It's just because it's not the main use. Lachem may be used for something else. So again, so the Malbim says lachem is used the Rambam's mutter for the alach of tes. With that lava of the peros, the eretz nachrim, peros from peros nachrim, the long, the grown eretz nachrim, that's not Kiddush Shvi'is. We do see the Rambam has yet another drasha from Lachem, a totally different drasha that Lach based in Yishalmi, that only Michael Adam has the limitation of L'achla V'loi Refuah. There's another pasuk, and then we'll get back to the Rambam and other suggestions here. There's perhaps another possibility of how to understand the to reconcile the two Torah's konims by, we'll see more, but by limiting what the first one says. In other words, again, Rashi is not the first one, but by maybe it's a machlokes, but by limiting the first one, saying that the first one says lachem lo nachrim doesn't really mean it's this. So earlier saw the Ma'al Mesef Shab. There's possibly another. You know, I don't know if anyone, I didn't see specifically anyone connecting this to Tzolchem. So, I'm not sure. But there is a Turi Evan Rosh Hashanah, Daf Tezvav, Yavin Nazer picks up on this, where he says, like without any evidence, he just says the Dov Pashat. We know prayer Shvi'is are Hefker. Are Hefker for Gaim also? Are Gaim allowed to take prayer Shvi'is? So the Evan says, no. Not Hefker for Jews. He's trying to explain there, he's discussing whether that's a good enough answer. Why did the Rashi and Rosh Hashanah that says, well, there's a mucker that there's no chumas and nicest. And Perish Shvi'is is from a drasha of Achlu, of Yenei Amecha, of Yisum, Tocha, Chayas, Asada. It's a hekesh between the Chayas and the people. It's a Chayas and the people, no chumas and nicest to people. So he's like, according to Rehman Zakasha, Perish Shvi'is are hefker. Hefker is part of the nicest. So why do you use special drasha? So he starts saying, well, maybe they're not so hefker. Because they're hefker for Jews, but they're hefker for Goyim. Is that enough? Is that not enough? Then he's discussed, is that a good terrorist, not a good terrorist? He says that Pasha, that Goyim are not allowed to have no Goyim for this day. They can't take parishes. Well, so the he doesn't say this. Amazer quotes this. He doesn't say this. He doesn't say this. Chilek, but I'm wondering if one could say that also. One could say that would be the makar of such a thing. That the lachem, the hoysa Shabbos or lachem, is adding. Lachem is referring to bailus. It's for you. Meaning it's yours. Who's it for? It's there's who's it is and what do you do with it? Hoysa Shabbos or lachem, meaning it's shalachem. In the broader sense, meaning for every Jew, it's not limited to you, but it's for Klal Yisrael, not for Goyim. Meaning, not that Goyim can eat it, but it's not for Goyim. It's not, they have the right to take it. What do you do with it? La'achla, et cetera, to who you can eat from. And Sikha Dosh will also eat from it. So if the Torah is correct, then see where he gets it from. If the Torah Evan is correct, then that could be a Kanan the Rambam, but that theoretically could be an alternative. Maybe I can another chat possibly one lacham will go on the same. This halacha that they're dismayed from that. Fine. Let's just now. For the Pashim Shah, again, the Rambam says it's also a Maxa to feed the Bible. So let's just say, assume you learn the first part of Torah, Torah's going to Pachuto, or maybe Pachuto, the way that I think the initial reading might have suggested, that it's also to give it to the guy. So what do you do with the Sakhar Toshit? So, yeah, the opposite extreme. The Avinazi and Tafman Hay suggests that maybe it's Tel Sefer. And he quotes it from Rashi and Chumash. Now we have Rashi and Chumash. Could be some old Gersos and Rashi had this. But that should be Sakhar Toshav, who are Gerim. Gerim meaning Ger Toshav, the new Vark. So I'll refer to Ger Toshav. There's a heter to feed, this is how they suggest, that there's a heter to feed Perishvias to Ger Toshav, and not to them. Not to them meaning Ovdei Vodazar, or anyone other than Ger Toshav. Ger Toshav, your Mitzuva, and the Sfar would be Ger Toshav, we learn the Sun, yes, Ger Toshav, Mitzuva, Achai also. So it makes sense. Perishvias for anyone who Jews are, for Jews or anyone who's Mitzuva also, but for people who are not Ger Toshav, that's also tough. That's one of the suggestions. If you look at the Rambam himself, Judah Yovel, he offers a Pesach and another suggestion, which is what the Gra in his Perish and Torah's Kodems actually says. The Rambam in Hei Yigimel says, "Emach Gimel Masol Goy V'Loyelis Sachir V'Ima Yisachir Shabbos or Sachir Shana or Sachir Chodesh." He says, you can't be nor to a Sakhir, but if it's a Sir Shabbos or Sir Shana or Sir Chodesh, Osha Katzin Zos, or Eric Anche Beso, Machim Mosa. So who's the Sakhir? The Jewish Sakhir or the Jewish Sakhir? So the truth is, Ram is not that clear. Because Ram is Eric was a guy, Viloy the Sakhir. So that could mean a Jewish Sakhir. Right? And then there'll be Wob Shan that be. Shana will be that there's an issue to be Perechom or Perishvias. There is such an issue. So now I'll pay your clear in Perishvias. But if they live with you, then that's different. It's not called Perechovo. That's Anche Besore. That's not together Perechovo. That's together like feeding your family. And that's okay. To read the Ram that way, there's absolutely no heter to give to God at all in this Ram. This Ram doesn't include any heter. But the alternative way of reading it, and this is in the Mari Kurkis, has 2 days about this, and this is his Natiya. They said we're talking about Sakhir Goy. And if we're talking about Sakhir Goy, then the Ram said like this, Emech Yom Sal Goy, the low of the Sakhir, even if he's a Sakhir, now that's Fiat, but with Sakhir Shabbos, Sakhir Shabbos, Sakhir Chodesh, then it's Mutter. And if you look at the Gra in the Perish Torah's Konim, he thinks that's the Pashan Torah's Konim, the Yashir to Torah's Konim. The Gra says, Sakhir Shabbos, Shabbos, and Akum Perish, Mishum Shem is no stable love. Avolish ar akum vadi osir the milel chavos achirim. That's the rare from the bit from the Gra's Biur and Torah's Konim. And he's referring l'chayra. He doesn't elaborate this Rambam. L'chayra that's mizos love is one of the examples of Rambam. L'chayra that's what you say. Chan the Rambam is if you think the Rambam is talking about shalgoyim, then there's l'chayra. So that's another issue of Torah's Konim. There is an issue. But not to go in Rubnei Beis, which means to say, L'chayra, it's not Etzem, Mr. Goyim, can't eat Perishvias. It's not that they're Exorium, they're Kusha Shvias, they can't eat it. It's a din that some sort of, like we said before, L'chayra, that some sort of demotion of the use of Perishvias to feed the Goyim, those who fed the Jews. But if I have, these are members of my household, I feed them. So part of my usage in feeding my family, my household, is to feed these people because they work in the house. That's how I feed my household. So that's not the chalas. So it's not the kedusha shvius, which is fits what it's saying. Maybe it's not even from the world. Could be it's not even from the world at all, as we said before in the Rambam. Maybe it's not even from the Chem. The Goyim is reading Torah's Kohanim, sticks two Torah's Kohanim together. As a Yishuv, that's another passage in the two Torah's Kohanim. You look in the Perash Arash, he does not say that. It's almost the opposite. The Schirchim and Akum, the Perash Miuchel, the Rash, and the Rash Kohanim, he says, She'osim alachim al lepa'amin, aval eino omerim katas lom zoro, shilom perash, he's left for a hobo. He doesn't answer, he doesn't have Yashay's, the He's not Miyashiv, the two Torah's Konims, but he says, in terms of the Yisr of Sokhartosha, according to the Gra, the Yisr of Sokhartosha is Dafka Sokhartosha, who's not in the Nos of Allah. So you owe money, so you start to pay him parachutes. But Mzolos of Allah already becomes like B'nai Bats. He says, no, Pukh Vakar, well, in a certain sense, not exactly Pukh Vakar, but the direction. I mean, if Mzolos of Allah, of course it's us, that's Parash Hovel. Anytime you have any Chol with him, it's Parash Hovel. It's always after because, okay, Mzolos of Allah never carved B'nai Bats. Stop, give it to a guy as a gift. Okay, maybe that's so that would suffer, give him the bread, maybe that's what that would be mutu. How do you know that? Well, after he doesn't know. He doesn't insight. So but clearly that's not that reading of the suggestion would certainly undermine the issue of Torah's Kohanim. If you look in the Maran, where are you on Rashi's parasha, he also says, Bain Mizonosolov, Bain Aim Mizonosolov is mutter. Again, Rashi doesn't quote the first Rasha. And he says, that's why he both Sachar and Toshav, because one is Nos Lov, one is Aim is the Nos of Love. So now like the Gra, who thinks the whole Rasha is Daf is the Nos of Love, now like the Rashi says Daf Aim is the Nos of Love, the Rasha says it's both. Why not? Again, we have, that doesn't leave us with that avenue to be Miyashev, the Torah's Kohen. So again, that's another, that side is assuming there is an Isser. The first part of Torah's Kohanim is really saying, so this is to approach to the Sphira. It could be that the Samar even Magia, the second Torah's Kohanim, it said never said it, and there's a blanket Isser. The Rambam is clear that he thinks this Isser, but not to feed Goyim in general, but not Isser to feed Goyim who are essentially like B'nai Bayis. And the Gra says that's the issue of the Sphira and Torah's Kohanim. Just go look at the discussions about the Radvaz. Assuming there is an Isser, there's a big creation in the Radvaz. The Rambam also says that there are suffix. If you hold this really an Isser, like Rambam seems to say. So, let's say Goyim are on their own going to take parashis. Are you allowed, or do you have to stop them? So I guess you hold it's on Hefker, so then it's Gezel. So you should stop them. But you can Mechel. Right? You can't Mechel, actually, because it's not a student. So I guess it's Gezel, so we're stopping for that reason. There is a Rambam, Perek Dal Al-Halam, in Shukav Yego, where the Rambam says, Ayaros Eretz Yisrael has smuchos with svar. We have Caesar next to the border. Moshim alayim shomer, even though normally not like guard Perek Shriyas, you have to put shomer on the arrows, smuchos, kedei shal yafut to God and yavut the Perek Shriyas. So the guy don't break in and grab the Perek Shriyas. So one second. So you want to stop them and bring parashis, but it knows it only says Ayaros Smuchos L'Sfar. It doesn't say you can always do that. So it says there Advaz on that Rambam. Ikal Asfuke, much I have a suffix. In Bo Goyim Bechal Yisrael Liskal Parashis. Stop, a guy comes and wants to take parashis. Do you stop them? Emos are Emonim Sam, Nei Dar Hishal. Do you stop them? We say, no, I. Or is it in there? You should have to give them stuff, you have to let them take. Okay. Kidamina got manasanian. Umistabra the monim osam. You should stop them. The low down manasanim, the less bukidusha. Alpesha is bukidusha. So he says, there's kedusha perashvius, and my raza chidish, that the iser to have Goyim eat perashvius is mitam kedusha perashvius. And Hayyur Gimel, the other Rambam, he says he thinks this is a raya ksas. The government now we have to stop going because now they perish. He doesn't tell you how he thinks how he reads the Rambam Sachir, Shabbos, the Hoshi. Could be reads like the other day on Mary purpose. That's talking about Jews. But with Goyim, there's no heter at all. You know, if you go in, period. That is a definitely a way to read the Rambam. And I guess then the Rambam is not passing on the second day of the second Torah is going. I don't know how else, or it's a toast, or you think it's a different Gersa. But Rabbi says, Mishum, there's no thing to say as Kedusha Shvi'ah, it's also not only also to give it to Goyim, it's also, you have to stop them from taking it. It's a zilzul to Shvi'ah, so Goyim eat it. The Rambam only said it, said, Moshim and Shomer, if it's a smuchas l'svar, smuchas, what's the problem with smuchas l'svar? Smuchas is a danger. It's a physical danger. Because they're going to start coming in, or again, payros, and then they're going to invade the country. Sounds like otherwise, that's just to protect that well. So he says, the Ravaz, no, they're only choshesh, shall I evolve from the root of the payros, or may I mute that by the high soul, they're choshin. But that's a mitzvah time. He's not sure. But he says, now we can see as to why people would need to do it, want to do it. But the principle behind it is that that's where they will come. They will come to some of the fire. So you have to stop them, not because of the danger of some of the fire, because that's when they will not come to take parachutes. And you're supposed to stop and take parachutes. That's what Chizkiah has asked. What's very striking about this is that by Chayos, that's not true. The Pasuk says, Chayos are not, Behemoth, Mela, they're, you say Behemoth, they're Jewish owned them, but Chayos are wild. You'll tell me, so if I have Chayos to eat it, so I can't eat it. You'll tell me that maybe Chayos can only eat Michael Chayos. If a Chayos comes to take Michael Adam, you can't take it, that would be surprising, but the Rambam says it's not true. The Rambam in Perek Dalav, hey, quotes this Pasuk, and he says as follows. You don't feed them chayin ofos. Holcha behim me'alea l'sachas ein v'ochla ein chayin osach zira. If the behim grabbed it, let him take it. Shenemar lehem tohu l'chayin. Quotes this pasuk. But they're eating the same food that people are eating. Chayin shlad eat. Now let feed to them, because that's a downgrading of perishias. That's, I don't know, called hefsid or something else, but it's a downgrading of perishias. But a lot of them think it's, I would have told them the same thing. They're about that. May even darshan lachem, lo goyim, so you'd say, okay, now that feeds them, but how could it be that now that they're not, if it has Kedusha, so a wild chayin has no shaykhus to Jews, so the Kedusha, how could you let them eat the Kedusha Jews? So this one has a very big Kiddush, l'chayim. Again, it's not, you could say it's true because of Gnei. And if it's true, Evan is right, then you could say it's true because you have to stop them because they're not allowed. Tell me not allowed to. From their perspective, they're cannot, if they do. Chai is not a gun. You know, Chai is not a Muslim Gnei. There's no shit missing enough for Chai. That would be an explanation for the din. But that's not what the Rav said. The Rav says, Mitzvah Pesach Chai Ashvius. So I don't know. It's still very surprising, but I will just point out that it could be like this. It could be just at least again. It's still surprising. But in terms of Sfaras Advarim, the Ramban on this pasuk, how is the Shabbos Arutz Lachem L'Achol? How do you translate the words? Shabbos Arutz Lachem. The Shvi'is Arutz Lachem L'Achol. When you eat the Shvi'is Arutz, what are you eating? The Shvi'is of the Arutz. Well, what is that? So Ramban's second Shabbos, Shabbos means that which grows in Shabbos. Tua Shabbos. But first Shabbos says, Ravurish Amar Shabbos on the Arutz. Amar Shatia Shvi'is and his Karis Lachem L'Achol. The first suggestion he has is how he's explained the purpose. Shabbos Aretz, the Shvisas Aretz, will have the serve the purpose or the function of being la'achla, of providing food la'achayoscha. Lachayos whom, whoever needs it, and even the chayos wants to eat food. The pasuk is telling you the Shabbos earth is available to mechayev. Why the guy need it? So the guy put their own food. Right, the vessels that shouldn't be next to if they're at least not carry tosh. They go back. They're not supposed to be here. And besides, they know it's still in the plants and earth stuff. So why they don't have to? The payers don't have to be for them. So for the chayos, chashin need to eat. So maybe in a chenani, maybe if you view it as that's what it's for the chal. Does that fit the kedusha of Paris? I don't know. Maybe it's like a kula of Kedushas Shmeiros, but the point now we're saying that the Kedushas Shmeiros, we're going to give a kula so people can survive on this. There's no kula for the goyim. The Mizrahi throws that svar in, that was a kasha. He, on the pasuk v'emtach of l'chaya Hashem Ratzecha, Rashi says, in chaya, go to Torah's Koran, in chaya ochel v'im ala kol shekin. So if chaya can assume the v'im kis, the Mizrahi says, fakert. I would have thought, it's more pasha chaya can eat. Why? Because chaya needs the food. Doma b'zal aniyim v'avyonim, sh'ein lam mezorach, fiti l'akosuv. He says, no, the purpose of Shemitah, he says, is for the Chemla people. They don't have, it's now it's a free, everyone can be even. Everyone can get, everyone don't sell, they can have their payers. It's in their benefit. So he says, well, maybe it's a svar for him and not for Chaim. But the whole presentation of the way he stands this pasuk is that the purpose of Pasuk is the purpose of this is Rahmanas so they can take. And his having is Adrabba, that Chaya should be more likely to take because they need it. So if you come from that perspective, so then you're talking that for what the Chish there has, that for Chayos they need it, so the Torah allows it. Even though it has Kedusha, the Torah allows it for the Chayos. It's like a Kula. But for a guy, maybe the Torah didn't allow. So that's the Chish of Gavul there has, that not only is Usher to Machal Gayim, but it's also going to take him time to do shishis, and that's what the pasuk is saying when it says, "Why?" I mean, doesn't speak out. Okay, stop here.